Bruce Brady in the morning.
I don't get it.
Yeah, big to crack on the head with a ball-peen hammer. Sort of.
Hey!
Well, that's not funny.
You got any weird cures or home remedies for us?
Yeah, my dad used to put urine on her lips for cold sores. Used to put it in her ears for earache. Also, he used to take the girls, you got to get real fresh cow dung and put it on your face and you'll never have any zits.
Cow dung.
Cow dung. Has to be real fresh, still warm and everything. And they take the zits right off your face. Us kids, when we was growing up, never had no zits or nothing.
Yeah, but you smelled like
crap,
dude.
Didn't have no cold sore. I never hardly had a cold sore in my life. Just come up and then...
But you didn't have any friends either, because you smelled like cow poo. And a lot of people don't know you got to be careful about the serial number. You got to pay attention to the serial number on condoms. You ever see a serial number on a condom?
I don't think so.
Oh, nobody you've ever been with has had to roll one back that far, huh?
Bruce Brady in the morning.
Carlton in the Rock, hey.
Hey, how are you? Okay, listen, I understand you need a Girl Scout cookie connection.
Can you hook us up, man, with a dealer?
I got somebody that's got a real good supply. She's about 8 years old.
Good stuff, good stuff, man.
She's got the hefty stash.
Can she get us all we need? I mean, I'm not just looking. I'm not just looking to get me by.
No, I understand. You want a big six, and you don't want to have to keep running back and forth.
I want a sandbag, Carlton.
I understand. I think we can hook you up. You know, we've got folks out on the street.
Are they discreet? Can they keep a secret? Can they not let everyone know where I'm getting my cookies from?
But long as you pay in cash and up front. I don't think you'll have a problem.
I always do.
I'm just going to be the go-between man, and I'll look for my cut.
Like a skid mark on your eardrum. Bruce Brady in the morning.
Bruce, my man.
What's up? Welcome to 103.7 The Buzz.
I got three magazines that I really enjoy. Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, and Road and Track. I can get in that can and go through those magazines, and nobody bothers me.
Peace and quiet, dude.
And I'm in there so long that my ass goes numb, and it starts traveling up to my knees.
And you get that indentation of that big red ring in your ass. You know where I'm coming from on that one?
Yes, sir, buddy. That's my favorite room.
Bruce Brady in the morning. Proof positive that shit happens.
Got a dog?
You know, you talk about poo. You know, poo is funny. Well, let me tell you this little interesting clip here. This dog was running around in the car. It's a little weenie dog. He gets up in the back of that little hatch area, you know, where the speakers go. He's acting real nervous, and about that time, I seen the tail fly up, and I said, oh, no! And he lets loose right on a hat.
Oh, man!
And at that time, poo was funny because I laughed until I cried.
A fine line between brilliantly funny.
I'm starting to like this guy.
And blatantly stupid.
Oh, we still got to kill him. I mean, that's a given.
Bruce Brady in the morning.
One of the most important things about being able to sing the blues well is having a good blues name. One-Eyed Mabel, first of all, where are you calling from? What town?
Little Rock.
Well, now, what will you be singing the blues about?
My life.
Your life. Ladies and gentlemen, live on 103.7 The Buzz, it's the life and times of One-Eyed Mabel. Go ahead, Mabel.
My old man, he done left me about 11 years ago. But you know what? I got more money this man than I ever did before. My kids, they drive me crazy. My daughter, she's a hoe. This mama need a vacation, but she ain't got nowhere to go.
We want you to call us and jerk us around for about 3 minutes, Thomas. That's what we want you to do.
Okay. These days without you let me down. Slow. Keep me waiting for your smile.
Oh, my God. We have to stop this broadcast. There's an emergency fire. There's an emergency fire somewhere, and we have to start the emergency fire notification system. I'm sorry, Thomas. I'm sorry. We have to go.
There is an emergency fire somewhere. Please use all safety devices. This has been an emergency fire somewhere alert.
That was rude.
That was not rude. That was not rude. We had a bona fide emergency here at the radio station that there was a fire somewhere and people needed to know about it.
Sure.
Modern rock for the rock. 103.7 The Buzz.
What is your name?
Atiya.
Atiya.
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Alexandria, Egypt.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do the Egyptian blues.
Okay. سهران لوحدي أنا ما عندي طي ولا مي أمان أمان أمان. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
He did the Egyptian blues right here.
Bruce Brady, voted most likely to do hard time by his high school class.
From The Rock, Albert, good morning.
Yeah, hey, Bruce, I got you a story. I was down in Atlanta at a rest area about 10 o'clock at night asleep and heard a knock at the door, so I got up, rolled down the window, and there's a girl standing on the running board. She asked me if I wanted some company, and I told her no. So she pulled up her shirt and said, well, what do you think of these? And I said, well, I'm a pretty nice. And she said, you want some company? I said, no. She said, well, fill of them. So I filled them in about 5 minutes. You know, having a good time there. And she asked if I wanted some company. And I said, no. She said, well, why not? And I said, well, I only got $2. I don't think that'd be enough.
Oh, dude. After you've already sampled the wares, Albert, you are a hoe.
Yeah.
This is Bruce Brady in the morning.
Patrick, welcome.
Hey, I got a story for you. This driver's sitting at a truck stop, and he's about to go to sleep. It's about 9:30, and he hears a knock on the side of his truck door, and he looks out there, and there's a girl out there. She said, tell you what, I'll give you a BJ for $20. He's like, no, I don't want a BJ for $20. Get out of here. So he lays down for about 10 minutes and hears a knock again and looks back out there, and she's back out. And says, tell you what, I'll do it for $10. He's like, no, I don't want one. You need to split. Goes on down to about $5, and he tells her to go on. About 10 minutes later, he hears another knock, and by then he's pissed. And he looks out there, and it's another driver. And he tells him the story. He's like, man, first she came up here, she wanted to give me a BJ for $20, then for $10, and it went on down to $5. The driver looked at him and says, hell, I'd have done it for $2. Oh!
The longer you listen, the later it gets. Bruce Brady in the morning.
103.7 The Buzz. We have James in Arkadelphia who has been cheated on. James, what happened?
Oh, my ex, she ran off with another guy. Stayed gone for about 30 days.
She could have run off with another chick, James. How would you have felt then?
Well, at first she did tell me it was another chick, but I kind of figured it was a guy.
She said that? She said it was another chick?
Yeah.
Oh, and you didn't believe that, huh?
No, I didn't buy that one.
You said the only pie in the house has been cherry.
Absolutely. What I did, we got back together for a minute. We had a little rendezvous, and I just put hickeys all over her body.
And then intentionally gave her herpes.
Nah.
Never mind. I'm sorry. That was somebody else. You gave her a lot of hickeys?
Gave her a bunch of hickeys all over her body.
So the other guy would know that she was messing around on it.
Absolutely.
James, that is awesome. You get the 5-star award.
Well, thank you, sir.
That was beautiful.
And I immediately broke it off with her. No more rendezvous.
No more booty calls, huh, James?
No, well, actually, I shot her first time.
Damn.
Kind of harsh, isn't it, James?
Huh?
Wouldn't counseling have been cheaper?
No, well, she stole about $6,000.
Oh, yeah, I would have shot her, too, then.
Yeah. Hey, anything over $5,000, shoot the bitch.
Absolutely.
Thanks, James.
All right. People think I'm freaky.
It's the $5,000 rule. If they burn you for more than $5,000... shoot the bitch.
Even if it's just a penny.
Dance! That's what I would say. Dance! There you go, dance! Dance, you cheating bitch! Dance! Dance! Spend that $5,000 on some heartbeat medicine!
Bruce Brady in the morning.
They're running a strange program, y'all.